Well, thinking of what happened over these days here, that the Bible tells us a lot about, doesn't it? About Christ, his trial, his death, and his resurrection. There is a creature that Peter would well remember from these days during this period. I don't think he ever forgot this creature. What was it, Charlotte?
The cockerel.
The cockerel. Why? Molly.
Because Jesus said, because if he denied that he didn't, he wasn't a Jew, something like that, before the cockerel grew, or something like that.
You're right there. You're right there. Absolutely. That Peter, do you remember what he had said to the Lord at the Last Supper? Do you remember what he had said to him? He was full of confidence. What did he say, Timothy?
I'll never let you down. I'll go with you to death.
That is it. Even if all these others fall away, deny you, I will not. I'm ready to die with you. The Lord said some very solemn words to him there. Do you remember Molly's around and about it? Go on then, Timothy.
Before the rooster crows three times, you will say three times, you do not know me.
Well, before the rooster crows, you will three times have denied that you know me. So that was rather startling. We don't read what Peter's reaction to that was. I think he must have just thought, no. I'm fine. I'm stronger than everybody else. You see, I'll still be there. Of course, when the Lord was arrested, whereabouts was he arrested? Whereabouts was it he was arrested? James.
In the garden.
In the garden. Which garden was it? Molly?
Gethsemane.
What did the disciples do? What did they do then when he was arrested? Molly again? They did. They all ran away. I shall strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. But the Lord had actually asked not to have any of them arrested when Judas came there with that detachment of troops from the chief priests, all their clubs and all of their swords and their lanterns and things, so that he should lose none of those that had been given to him. That was fulfilled. So they all managed to run away. It didn't look very fine on them, did it? But they all ran away. Except, didn't they? There were actually two of them who were there to be found in the high priest sort of precinct there in his courtyard. And we learn, actually, that John was there and Peter. And what was Peter doing? What was he doing? Remember, he was standing there in the courtyard. It was a bit cold, so what was he doing? Like any of us might do if it's a bit cold, Charlotte.
Warming his hands on the fire.
He was warming his hands on the fire. Exactly that. And all these others around, weren't they there? A servant girl spotted him. What did she say to him? What did she say? She saw him there, Charlotte.
Did she ask if he was from another?
That's right. She said, one of those around her, first of all, she said, yes, you were with him, weren't you? And Peter, what did he say to that? Molly?
No.
Well, I wasn't there. And you were in the garden with him. And again, no, I wasn't there. And then it was, they said, oh, yes, come on, you're from Galilee. Your accent betrays you. That's obvious that you were with him, because they're all from Galilee, these people. And then, oh, dear, he just cursed it. No, I was not there. So there were his three denials. And then what happened? And then what happened? Stanley.
The rooster crowed.
Cockle crowed. And what does it tell us in the Bible that Peter did when he heard that? Charlotte?
Did he weep?
He did. He wept bitterly. Why did he weep bitterly? Molly.
Because he knew he had betrayed Jesus.
He knew that he had betrayed the Lord. He realized there what the Lord had said about him, that he was weak and really no better than the rest. All of his great talk had come collapsing down. And he realized that he had betrayed, he had spoken ill of, he had distanced himself from the Lord whom he had been with how long? Approximately how long had he been with him? Live with him, alongside him? Do we know that? About 3 years. lived with him, seen him do miracles, heard his teaching, heard the teaching to the crowds when he'd stand in the boat there and teaching parables, as well as the teaching when he'd just had them. And sometimes it was just Peter, James and John, wasn't it? And just speaking to them. And he'd heard all of this. And he'd realised how much the Lord was full of love toward the disciples and towards the people he ministered to, and how he'd come from heaven. He knew all of this. And yet there, in that courtyard, when he was under pressure, when it looked as if, oh dear, they're coming down on me a bit hard here, he denied him. And we read in one of the gospel accounts, the Lord actually saw him, looked at him, and Peter wept bitterly. Well, it shows us, doesn't it, that it's okay to talk it all, but when we're with other people, yeah, will we talk it there? Will we say, yes, I'm a Christian there? Will we own up to it if they come up to us and say, you're a Christian, aren't you? Yes, yes, you are, aren't you? Will you say, oh, no, not me. No, I'm not. Don't believe any of it. Don't go to church. Me, I don't do any of this sort of thing. Will you? Will you deny everything you know in the Bible? Will you deny everything you know about the Lord Jesus Christ? Will you deny that he died on the cross for sinners like us? And for sinners like the people out there, if they would believe upon his name. Oh, and today, well, believe he's alive, don't we? And we can say yes, amen. We know his life in us. We are Christians. We've learnt of his power. We've learnt we can change. We've learnt that we can make progress. We've learnt to see heaven a bit clearer. Oh, we can't go back, can we? You who might know, we can't go back, can we, really? Turn against him, because Peter in his own heart knew all these things about the Lord were true. That's what made it even worse for him, didn't it? He just, oh, all I know, and I've just turned against him. So he was a changed man after that. Don't think he did that again, did he? And what happened to Peter in the end? What happened to him in the end of his life? What happened to him, do you know? He died similarly to the Lord Jesus Christ. We think he died under the persecutions of which emperor? Do you know which emperor that would be? Begins with N. Molly?
Nero.
Nero. And so many Christians, we think Paul died then as well, and Peter died then. So he did stand at the end. Some people under that persecution, they backed away and said, no, not a Christian, me, I'm not a Christian. And Peter said, yes, I am. And he died a similar death to the Lord Jesus Christ. So it changed him. I guess he never could hear a cockerel again without remembering that and thinking, never again, never again. And thanking the Lord, because the Lord forgave him, didn't he? He forgave him for that. He'll forgive us as well if we turn away, if we then turn back. And he'll give us strength and give us help to do better next time, as Peter did. He's there, isn't he, on the day of Pentecost preaching. He's there being flogged. He's there before the Sanhedrin. And even at his death, he's still standing for the Lord, even unto death. So may God give to us courage and faith and such a belief in him. And Peter had lived with him 3 years, lived at his side, lived to see him. The better we know the Lord Jesus Christ, the clearer we are, the stronger our faith, the more we'll think, so what is their opinion? What if they laugh? They don't know anything. I know the Lord who's risen. I'm going to heaven, and I'm glad about that, and I'm sorry for these who are laughing, because where are they going? Where are they going? Stanley, hell, they're going to hell. So may God give us courage, that we don't have to hear a cockerel and think, oh no, what I did, that we can stand before the Lord unashamed, and even hear a cockerel unashamed, or any other animal unashamed, that might have been cause somewhere along the way of us letting the Lord down. Well, let's sing another hymn now, shall we? That's number 235. 235, low in the grave he lay.